This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
The following program contains content of a sexual nature and coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm not a slut. I just love love.
Where's it coming?
Tell me something new, cause I've heard this. Okay, I'll fuck you. A little taste test. You'll be my little friend. You'll be my little friend. You'll be my little friend.
That's right, ladies. Moist Monday is here on Joy 94.9. You are in the wet spot with Sammy. Thank you so much to my beautiful purple trio of boys as they give me big jazz hands through the studio. Now, as always, we have a cracker. I know I say that every week, but I have the cracker herself in the studio. The gimp is back. The giggles have started already. Welcome back to the wet spot.
Thank you, Sammy.
It's very, very good. Now, we've got you fresh back off the plane pretty much of the most amazing tour around from all over the place. And boy, do you have some stories stories for us tonight.
Yes.
Now, as always, you can get in contact with us this evening. You can drop us an SMS on 0427 Joy949. You can email onair@joy.org.au. And Robert is out there on the front desk. He's feeling a bit poorly, so ring him up and say hi. 1-300-JOY-949. Now, my love, it is so good. It feels like it's been forever since I had you last in the studio.
Yes, it's been about 8 or 9 weeks, Sammy.
I've been having
you last had me in the studio.
I last had you in the studio. Yes. As you slithered off the chair.
I always thought that's only the sweat between my legs.
Oh, is that what you call it?
Yeah. I would say, I'm not allowed to say certain things, am I?
Only one thing, everything else you can.
Harold.
And we will be covering those things because we want to get in down and dirty well and truly. You had come back from a most amazing trip overseas, and I would love to hear some stories about not only, some of the great leather venues and gatherings that you went to, but a little bit later in the show, we're also going to get into your favourite part of about New York. So you've got to stick around for that. So tell us a little bit about the trip. Sort of started, was it sort of around Atlanta sort of way?
Started Florida and then hit up to Atlanta. And I had attended, in behalf of Vic Leather, a leather event for the transgender women and transgender male, which was running in Atlanta, and one of our members win that competition, and that was fantastic, you know, to see somebody winning it, but obviously to be part of that leather scene, to see Miss International Leather, Miss International Bootblack, you know, all these, and Mr. International Bootblack as well. That was just amazing to be a part of that and be offered sex.
Oh. And especially, you know, to have one of our very dear friends,
yes,
and fellow, members of the Vic Leather family, mm-hmm, the Gorgeous D, to win, mm-hmm, Mr. International Transgender Leather title was just extraordinary.
Very extraordinary to have somebody go over there just to be part of that competition. And I knew it was going on, but I didn't expect to be in Atlanta at the time, but I sort of managed to wangle it that I was, and I felt that it was necessary for that support to be there, because Vic Leather do a lot in Melbourne, and Victoria, and it's really, really important that we support our leather events, whether it be international or at home.
Now, of course, but another part of the Vic Leather family is we have quite a few in Vic Leather of bootblacks of our,
yes,
very own, and also to have the Mr. and Ms. Bootblack, mm-hmm, International Bootblack as well, was happening there as well, yeah, too, wasn't it?
I met up with both Mr. International Bootblack and Miss International Bootblack. Mr. International Bootblack was actually trained by a female,
mm-hmm,
a charming couple. who really are interested in coming to Australia, which I think will be promoted over the next year or so. They also were part of the Women in Leather series, which happened in New York when I was there, which I attended. And they also want to come in to Australia as well. So hopefully the GIMP can sort of come up with something and arrange and help arrange that.
Well, I mean, I suppose that's one thing the GIMP is very good at is not only... can I just say to everybody, I know radio is not a visual medium, but the GIMP's turned up at the studio today with her T-shirt on that says, Hooray for boobies. it is my mantra. You know, my girl hears it all the time, Hooray for boobies, but how can you not? Hooray for boobies.
Yes, everyone should say that. Hooray for boobies.
We should chant that at Pride this year.
I think
the crew.
Hooray, I think we should make up a few T-shirts. Hooray for boobies T-shirts.
Hooray for boobies wrapped in leather.
Oh, fantasy, fantasy, fantasy. Oh, my God. Anything wrapped in leather is a fantasy. Well, not anything, I've got to say. As long as it's female. Because you like females, Sammy.
Whoa.
You know, I was chasing females around New York. I was chasing them around Atlanta. And masturbating, right? I have to talk about this masturbating in silence,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. It's all part of the tour. We are going to get into it. She's so excited. She's going to keep jumping ahead of me. But firstly, I want to sort of get a little bit more into Atlanta because I think one of the interesting things, especially, you know, like Vic Leather is... we've got such a strong leather family here. And, of course, you know, we're going to talk about Black Bull, which is coming up this weekend a little bit later as well. But how was it for you being in Atlanta and seeing a different, you know, you're seeing leather families from a different part of the world? What similarities and differences?
Similarities... there was a lot of similarities where the values were the same. You know, people were dressed, had leather on, had the same values, you know, honour, integrity, loyalty and trust, which they're living their lives by. Some people wear leather 24/7. That's what they live by. They walk down the streets in leather. They wear it all the time. The differences were they were more open.
Really?
They were open. People were open, from particularly women. You know, one of the differences is I would love to see here is more women become involved in Vic Leather, as I know Vic Leather would like that as well. But there was more women involved. A lot seemed to be predominantly women who were dressed in leather, which was really hot.
Yeah, hello.
You know, you've got this 90 degree heat and these women in leather. You know, how more hotter can you get than steamy hot? But, you know, that for me, that was quite... predominant, that women were involved, women were there, women were promoting it. They were promoting everything. There was men there, there was definitely men there, but women, you know, to see a butch or even a femme woman dressed in leather is something that's fantastically fantasy.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, but I see that here as well, but it seemed to be more open and overt.
Do you think it's because the leather community, you know, like Vic Leather's, you know, in its current form has only been around since 2011. So we've sort of really only had, you know, just over 3 years of having, you know, a strong organisation here in Victoria, even though the community's been here, but it's been more formalised now.
I think in America's huge. You know, you weren't just talking about women who lived in Atlanta, you were talking about people who came from all over America. You know, they came from different parts of America. So I think the organisations in terms of leather are bigger. I don't know if there's Queensland, you know, there's, you know, I don't know how big any of these communities are, but certainly Victoria is quite a big community. Sydney Leather Pride, you know, they've got quite a strong community and a bond with Victorian leather. But I think they seem to, the different areas seem to support each other. They seem to come to the event and to be part of it, you know. So I was quite, that was something that I was quite impressed by, you know, that they supported each other. I'm not saying that Vic Leather and Sydney Leather Pride don't do that, but it was quite evident that, you know, you had people from Mississippi, you had people from, you know, so there's people from all over. Scottish chick from Melbourne, Australia, arriving at your door.
We have had a message in from the mermaid who says to the GIMP, love that sexy voice.
Oh, thank you very much, whoever the mermaid may well be.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? Now, we were talking about, you were saying the rise in, of women, you know, and the large number of women particularly, you know, that you notice the differences. Do you think that, I mean, the one thing that I've noticed at quite a few Vic Leather events of late is the rise of women at them as well. And, you know, we're actually seeing more, you know, women couples there as well now, which, you know, it's sort of you walk into a Vicla the Gathering and there's all of these women there together dressed in leather, and it just almost takes your breath away. It's just like, oh, wow.
It does take your breath away. It does. I mean, it's exciting. It's fantastic to see, and it's pleasing to see, you know. And I don't know if that's because there's women on the committee or women are feeling more comfortable coming out. One of the things that I was quite enamoured by in Atlanta was there were younger women.
Okay. Yeah,
there was younger women, and I'll talk about part of that as I go to New York, but the younger women as well, to see them dressed in leather. As much as I like younger women, as well as older women, as well as
hang on, any women. It is women.
Women, just women.
Women. Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah, just women. Women. Just women. You know, it was quite nice to see, you know, that, because one of the things that International Miss Leather was saying when I was talking to her there was that their concern is that it's dying. The leather communities are, you know, they're struggling to bring in new faces. They're struggling to get, because young people now just accept things. They just, it's not important to them. But I think the values of leather is important to maintain that. And it's been going through history, you know, the values of leather throughout ages. And that's something that they're trying to maintain, you know, in America. And that's something I hope we maintain here.
Well, I think, I think as we, you know, we're starting to see, you know, like I see a lot of new faces at Vic Leather events now. You know, we're seeing a rise of women at this. And, I, you know, like I look at it in particular, so it's coming from my point of view. I have a 12-year-old son who's been raised with the values of leather. That, you know, he knows Hilton hard. You know, if he's been naughty or he's done something wrong, he can actually tell you which value he's broken in the process of him being naughty. And he's like, I'm really sorry. I didn't particularly show some integrity there, did I? But, you know, I think that we're starting to, you know, and those he has those conversations, and then our friends have those conversations, and people realise that, yes, we, you know, identify in leather because of the values, but, you know, it's not just about the fact that, you know, I love wearing leather.
I love the smell of it.
Oh, the smell of it. Yeah.
I love the smell of women, but women and leather, just mix it. You mix it to go and it's like a chemical bang. You know?
Oh, yeah, come on. Oh, we should get a cocktail.
Yeah, women and leather, smelling. How do you mix up? How do you find that cocktail? That's a good one. Get a cocktail with women in leather. Just the smell of women, the smell of pussy, the smell. Sorry, yes, I can't say that.
No,
yes.
We like the smell of pussy.
And
yeah, totally.
That's one thing in common that we have, is that the people in Atlanta, the girls in Atlanta, the women in Atlanta, the girls, women have the same, they love leather. Not, as you're saying, it's not just about the values, it's about the whole wearing of it, the whole smell of it. You know, how can you not masturbate with a woman in leather? How can you not go into the toilet and pull your pants, why don't you pull my pants down, but just masturbate thinking of women in leather. I can do that.
Well,
I've
you
done
know.
That.
Yeah, well, why not?
Often.
Yeah.
You know, often.
You've heard it here on the Wet Spot.
Yeah, you heard it here, right here.
But, you know, like I, you know, see other women, you know, because they're starting to own, not only own their sexuality, but own their sexuality in leather. So, you know, you hear, I love to hear women talking about fucking in leather. And whether it be just their leather restraints or it be their partner's got their leather chaps on or whatever, it's about also, you know, it's owning everything about it.
It's ownership, but it's also powerful. It's a powerful thing. It's hot. It's hot. It's sexy. It's not dirty as people would imagine it to be. It's really... a wee bit difficult when you've got trail lines down your leather chaps. It's a bit difficult. You need a wee bit of maintenance with that. But however, it's hot.
But we have good boot blacks
to
clean the leather afterwards.
Yeah, we have wonderful boot blacks, and a lot of them are female, which is just hot. You know, it's just amazingly hot to see some of these women boot blacking in Atlanta. You know, they have their pride. You know, some of them are just awesome. Hot chicks that... There's no words for that.
Oh, no, absolutely not. We're going to have a quick listen to some messages, and when we come back, we're going to continue on to Miss Annie's journey, and we're going to talk a little bit more other than masturbating in leather, but we will talk about that still anyway, because you've got a really good story about how to travel with friends.
It must have been silently.
And get away with it silently and not wake up the entire room. You're in the wet spot with Sammy and the Gimp on Joy. Joy 94.9, you are in the wet spot with Sammy and the Gimp. She returns from her overseas holiday, and we get into some of the amazing stories of some of the fabulous leather gatherings that she went to. And also, we're going to be heading to New York with her shortly, where she can tell us about an amazing, very, very exclusive and very special venue that she ended up at. But before we get there, but when we were sort of having a little bit of a chat before we came on air, you were telling me about this story of when you were travelling to New York.
Mm-hmm. And staying in hotel rooms and yes. being extremely horny. Mm. And when masturbation, when you're living in a bedroom with two other people who you have to be very silent and you're trying not to let them know that you're masturbating.
And okay, so how did you go with that?
Oh, well, you see,
give us some tips.
There's a wee bit. You have to make sure that the sheet's up, right? As if your legs up. And you have to stay very, very silent. And the porn that you're watching has to be on mute. No, it has to be on mute, and you've got it under the covers. It's very difficult. You know, I had recently bought a vibrator, and I was like, how the hell can I do this? And the noise. And you're listening and all you hear is, and you're like, oh, friggin' hell, that's the one here. And it just takes you away for a split second. But, you know, and silent masturbation is actually quite hot. Mm-hmm. You know, I was quite surprised. And I'm sure, at one point I had to get a room of my own because I was too horny. I thought, I can't do this. You know, I had these leather harness, my leather cuffs, and I thought,
yeah.
I need to masturbate. You know, it's like, Mrs. Doubtfire, I need to masturbate. But I'm sure they knew it was happening. Mm. And they were a couple, so, you know, I had to give them privacy as well. But silent masturbation, trust me, it's very hot.
And very hard.
Very hard to do, you know. And then the sheet's wet. And they're wondering why. There's this stain in the sheet. And you're like, shit, it's cold. And it just doesn't happen once.
Mm. No.
Because I am a woman who's very horny and actually loves sex.
Mm. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
You know, and I think about sex quite a lot. Mm. You know, and on...
I'm either thinking about it or I'm doing it. To be fair. Hello.
One of my fantasies was an elf. Mm. And I didn't, and as I was travelling up to New York, I found a blow-up doll. She was... the dwarf-sized doll. Yep, yep. She had one eye. Mm-hmm. And she helped a great deal.
So was it a kid's toy? Or
an adult shop.
Really?
Yeah, she's amazing. She's sitting in my house.
You bought her back?
Oh, yeah.
You got her through customs?
Yeah, managed to put her under my arm and take her through customs. I got through customs with quite a lot, Sammy. Looking back to the silent masturbation, I'm sure a lot of women out there have done it. You know, I've masturbated at work. I've masturbated on the bus, on the tram. I won't tell you where I work. But, you know, I'm a horny woman who likes to masturbate. Mm.
Well, you know, it is a skill, mm-hmm. for starters.
Particularly if people are in the room. Mm. And I think that's part of the get-off, that actually people are in the room. It's not the people themselves. It's the fact that somebody's there and you hear, and you're like, oh, shit. They're awake.
Did you have that moment where you sort of lost yourself for a second and you're like enjoying it so much, and then all of a sudden you've gone, oh my God, crap, there's people here?
Nah. Yes. Nah. I thought, yes, there's people here.
I've got an audience.
Yippee. Anyway, yeah, there's that moment where you think, God, where am I?
That would be the hardest thing. And I suppose, you know, a lot of our listeners out there would have come across this. You know, when you are travelling, you know, with friends or, you know, in a group, and sometimes you're all staying in the one room, to be fair, there always is someone in the room that's horny.
There's got to be.
Well, you know, if everyone says that, no, there wasn't, they're lying to themselves. Yeah, they're lying to themselves.
And if I told you I wasn't horny, I'd be lying.
I would think you'd be dead.
And so would I.
The mermaid has said, it's probably best if the Oh, okay. If the GIMP does not mention about waking the baby in a neighbouring hotel room when having wild and wonderful sex.
Uh-huh. I won't mention that.
Oh, you're not going to mention it. But the mermaid's brought it up.
She's brought it up, right? Yes. Okay.
So I think that means you got permission to mention
I've got
it.
Permission to mention okay.
Yeah.
Having right. sex, no, you know, had sex in this yeah. wonderful, weird and wonderful positions mm. that women get into. Oh, yeah. And the next thing is, this child, this baby crying. And apparently we woke the child up. I won't get into that. I'm stuck for words now. I'm completely gone. It's like sitting in the back of the line in the back of this van going up to New York, yep. and these two chicks that I'm with are in the front, and I've got my hand down my pants with my back to them, thinking I need to masturbate, I need to get off my rocks. And because the vision of some of these women in leather mm. and some of these women
mm.
were just extraordinary,
mm.
you know. And to visual somebody that you're already having sex with in leather in a hotel room
mm-hmm.
is something else. Just yeah. awesome. And yeah. waiting in babies isn't my forte, but since we mentioned it.
Well, you know, now that's one thing that the GIMS can be famous for. Is
waiting in children.
Wakes the children.
Wait, the baby. Oh my God. Okay, then now I'm blushing.
Yeah.
The first time ever.
I'm blushing. Thank you, mermaid. I finally got
hooray
the
for baby.
Blush.
Hooray for babies.
Hooray for babies. Now, we're talking about, you know, all of the great leather gatherings that you went to. Now, there is, you know, on your Facebook, you are forever sharing these amazing photos, the Women in Leather documentary. And it's these just this woman that goes around and takes photos of these gorgeous women, every shape, size, mm-hmm. age, colour. And it's just beautiful. Now, you were lucky enough when you were in New York for that to be happening.
I was very fortunate that I was in New York at the time. And mm. What happened is I had got an invitation to this event here and had worked out, God, the same dates that I'm in New York. Mm. So I had decided to go dressed in leather, dressed in kink. Got into this sex shop, which was just absolutely amazing. There was people playing, there was people doing this. And downstairs was the exhibition in Women in Leather.
Mm.
Well, it was amazing to see these women in leather. Young, older, large, small, you name it, they were there. And I had the fortunate experience to meet the photographer.
Wow.
Yep, and meet some of the girls and women that she photographed.
Mm.
And one of the things that she wishes to do, and hopefully I can help with that, is come along to Australia and photograph women in leather in Australia.
That would be extraordinary.
Extraordinary. There's a lot of work involved in that mm. because most of the work that she does is self-funding.
Mm.
So I have contacted a couple of people that I know. So hopefully that will happen because what she's doing for Women in Leather is just extraordinary. Mm. You know, people are coming out. She's saying that herself. Women are coming to her, talking about it. She didn't struggle finding women in leather. A lot of these women in leather are doms. They're boot blacks. They're just everyday women
mm.
who are professional.
Mm.
You know, they don't wear leather to work, but they certainly wear leather.
Mm.
And some of the photographs, one of them was done in a chapel. It was just extraordinary. Naked girl in leather. You know, it was just, I had to go to the toilet then and masturbate that night as well. And she, I'm in contact with her, and it's extraordinary to have experienced that. And that was really just luck
mm.
that I was going to be there. My plan was to go to the women only party, sex party. That was my plan, initial plan. But that to happen all in one night was just extraordinary. And I'm in contact with that woman, and in contact with a couple of girls that I had met up there.
Mm.
And that was awesome. It's awesome. It's awesome to know that we have a connection now, you know, across the water.
Yeah.
That connection.
And
there.
How was it for you to actually, you know, as a leather woman yourself, to be in a space with all of these women that it's as important to them as it is to you and to all be sharing that space together?
It was just awesome. You know, it was orgasmic.
Mm.
And that's the words that I'll use. It's orgasmic. And that, and it was just, it was an honour, really, yeah. to be a part of that, to know that we're not a dying breed. that women who believe and like to wear leather are any dying breed, that they have the same, everybody's the same. They've got the same values. And that their concern is that we don't do anything about it, that we leave it the way it is and it dies. But I don't think it'll ever die, but you certainly, to see that amount of women in one space and photographed, black and white photographs, apart from the church where there was blood running down this girl's breast, was just... And I met her.
Oh, really?
And she took my number and my name and I've contacted her on Facebook. I thought, oh, God, girl.
She's
you can come to my church anytime. I'll build a church for you. My confessional box. So
this is your confessional box.
Yes. This tonight might change a few things for a few people. But anyway, I'm sure people will be okay.
Oh.
You know, it's just awesome to be part of that. And next year they've invited to South Plains. And I've also been invited to Florida, event in Florida next year in May that I'll hopefully go to. So it's just amazing, you know, to see some of these.
So, for to be able to have, you know, these sort of, you know, we look at it in comparison to here. You know, we've got yourself and Kel on as women on the committee at the moment, and you know, both really committed into raising the awareness of women in the leather community here in Victoria. But we've most definitely seen a rise. But you know, we're coming off the back, you know, of a woman president. You know, Taylor did an amazing job as the committee does every year, but you know, I think it's raised the awareness of women in leather, with particularly having a woman president last year. And you know, Taylor's extraordinary.
Oh, definitely.
But to be able to then sort of, you know, see, you know, I've seen so many more women out at events lately, and
because something that Taylor did was, and not just Taylor, there was a few women involved in Vic Leather, Lushy, and you know, these women made it acceptable. People like myself are making it acceptable for women to be involved in it. It's good. It's okay. It's not dirty. It's not seedy. It's not what everybody thinks it is. You know, it's a community. You know, the community spirit's there. Particularly, I've seen it in New York, and certainly see it here, and certainly in Atlanta. There's a community spirit. You know, people know each other. They support each other. You know, you don't have to love everybody, but certainly that community's there. You know, when you try... And we're trying to meet the needs of that community. And hopefully we're getting there, particularly in the women-only community.
Well, I noticed it at Black Ball last year. You know, we had quite a few women there.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, Black Ball this year is going to be at a different venue right in the CBD.
And it's on Saturday evening, the 15th. And I'm hoping that this raises awareness for women that it did last year. There is a couple of events on for women, you know, that other women are going to, but certainly promoting it for women. We would like to see a lot of women there. It starts at 8 o'clock and goes on to 5 a.m.
Yeah, it was an amazing night last year.
It was an amazing night, and hopefully this will be the same. You know, new DJs, female DJs going on. You know, it's been well promoted, so hopefully we'll get a lot of women going on, coming along.
And I think that, you know, that because we've now seen the change, and you know, more women at Black Ball last year, we're hopefully going to see more women at Black Ball this year. And there are some tickets still available, so you can go to vicleather.org.au and get your tickets. You can jump on Facebook, you can message anyone on the committee,
and
get your tickets organised. But I think it's that shift that we're starting to see, because a lot of the mindset quite often has been in the past that that leather's all about the gay male bars, and you know, and women, quite often there are women that go, oh, we don't want to be in that space because it's dirty and it's seedy and it's this and that. Well, you know what, it can be as dirty and seedy as you
want it to be.
But it is just so amazing to actually see women out in leather enjoying each other. And, you know, the leather...
Enjoying each other.
We have got a message in from Fee from Reza. Says she's drooling over your accent.
Oh, come on, Fee.
Thanks for a lot of laughs. We've also had a message in from Scotty. Hi, ladies. Loving the leather confessions. There'll be a lot more confessions coming up very soon, because I tell you what, this is one girl that loves to have some fun, and she's going to be telling some very great stories and confessions, because Annie went to an amazing place in New York, and we're going to talk about that when we get back. You're in the Wet Spot with Sammy and the Gimp on Joy. Girls absolutely do just want to have fun, and we are doing that right here on Joy 94.9 in the wet spot with Sammy and the Gimp, and a bit of Cyndi Lauper. That's going out to my girl. She's a bit of a fan. Now, Annie actually got some...
doing Vegas, I said.
Doing in Vegas. Naked woman on her arm, totally distracted. Speaking of the girl... She has said, loving the show as always. You're killing me with your laughter, Annie, from Mish.
Thank you very much. God. I'm excited.
Now, Vegas, you got some new artwork.
Yes.
On your arm.
And you, the only reason I got that artwork is because I walked into the studio and this chick, who is tattooed from the neck down, she did show me her breasts, and she showed me that she had tattoos.
Oh, hello. Hooray for boobies!
And one was on one's knees. Anyway, and we came up with this. I wanted a female. I wanted to do something just typical me. Yeah. You know, just go to Vegas, get a tattoo. You know,
doesn't sound like the Gimp at all.
No, it doesn't. No. So I came up with this female, naked female, and black leather boots and black leather gloves, and. It was orgasmic getting that. Sat for 3 hours and she told me her whole life story. She was straight, she had a boy husband, but she was hot. And then I had my hand in my pants sitting
on the table.
I thought, don't make a move. And she's like, what are you doing? I said, nothing. She was hot. Anyway.
Oh, the Gimp confesses here on the wet spot.
Yes.
You masturbated your way across America.
Yes, I did. Definitely. A lot of silent masturbations, as you would know. Let's hope these two chicks are not listening. Anyway. Can you imagine the phone call when I leave here? How can you do that to us? Anyway, yes, I did.
We didn't notice it at all.
We didn't. No. The flusteredness.
There's nothing worse than trying to, if you know, I've been in that situation and you're trying to hold your breath and breathe out through your nose and hoping that you can't, you know, your breath isn't too loud. You should clear your throat a lot.
Yeah, she coughed. Oh, you got a bad cough there, aren't you? No. Anyway, well, I'm a loud person, as you know.
No.
No.
Really?
I'm very loud.
So, New York. Tell me about New York, because New York went to an amazing club.
Oh, New York, what happened in New York was that the Women in Leather exhibition was there and there was a play show going on, and I had been invited to a place called Submit, which was a women-only event, which was in a residential setting in a house. Go through a door into someone's house, which is in a sex club. It's just awesome. Now, the good thing about that is I had met the people at the sex shop and stuff like that, and the mistress that was playing with her partner had said, well, how are you getting to Submit? And I said, I have no idea. So she introduced me to these four females who were a lot younger than me, who went to Submit with me. I went down these stairs and it was just women, just all women.
Really?
Women. Yep. Sitting naked, masturbating, just sitting. And I thought, I'm at home. This is my home. I want to be here. Anyway, I had dressed for the part. These young women that I had made up friends with for those couple of hours, because you do that when you go clubbing, you make friends for a couple of hours and you never see them again. Obviously not. I mean, you went and played. Now, they, in this back room, it was just sex rooms for women. There was Orange's the only black, or, you know, there was a prison cell there, and these girls played impact play. Well, that was hot, and they were fucking, and I was masturbating, and there was people beside me masturbating, and then you went and had a drink, and I heard this, I went and investigated, and this woman's been fisted. Fuck! And I was like, fuck!
Were you, because I mean, for you, that would have been like, your fantasy.
It was a fantasy.
In front of you.
Yes,
face.
It was. I just, and then I openly masturbated. And that's a confession. Right? I masturbated so many.
Well, I mean, there were women being fisted.
Yes.
You're masturbating, and then it's the least your problem.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And there was women and women fucking in another room. And there was I won't say a gangbang, but there was a woman and four other women being fucked. You know, she was lying there, consensual. All of this was consensual.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, it was like a fantasy because that is a fantasy to have a women-only space like that. There was no judgment, there was no nothing. People just had sex. You didn't have to have sex. There was rules. The good thing about the club was they did a urinating, pissing demonstration. They showed you how to do it safely.
Yes.
And that's what they do. Every time the club's on, they do an experiment. They do a show where they're showing women how to fist properly, how to, and that's free. You know, that, you know, how to do things.
Okay.
And that was really interesting. They had the space for that. Now, this was in somebody's house. The living room.
It was a full working dungeon.
Full working dungeon. Some of the most, I love porn. Mm. I love watching porn.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Oh,
hello. Hello. Yeah. Hello. Yeah. It's on my phone constantly.
Yeah.
And, but some lesbian porn is something that I really not interested in.
Most of it's shit, to be fair.
Well, sorry. I've got to say to you, I've seen the most amazing women, fucking women, porn.
Really?
In New York.
Mm-hmm.
In that club. I did ask for a copy, I was told under no. However, I've got the number and the name. But it was real, fisting, fucking, you name it, these women were going at it. And it was like, fuck, this is hot stuff. For somebody who loves sex and somebody who has no issue talking about sex, to see other women doing the stuff that we only dream about or fantasize about. Some of us do it, but
some of us do it and some of us don't.
Let's talk about it. But you know,
was it almost like one of these moments where you went, I've played this picture out in my head 100 times of what I would love to be in and see, and all of a sudden you were there and it was like,
I was in the middle of it,
sensation overload.
It was just it was like a child in a candy shop, and that sounds a horrible expression, but it was. Mm. I was running from room to room thinking, yippity-doo-da, for a voyeur who loves to fuck women, who loves to masturbate.
Yeah.
To masturbate in public like that, which I've done privately on the bus and on the tram, but that's public, it was to just be free.
Yep.
And I've got to say that that's something I really long to see. Yeah.
Well, we're gonna add that to our wish list, aren't we? Being able to have something like that.
And that's something that is doable. And I'm sure, you know, these women, this isn't seedy or dirty. This is hot sex with women who are being fisted, being fucked, who are just all different shapes and sizes, who were not body conscious, which was great because, you know, not everybody's got a perfect body. Not everybody wants a perfect body.
Well, everyone does have a perfect body.
For themselves.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, like when we have this overload of, you know, size zero women shoved in our face all the time. And, you know, I like voluptuous women.
Yes.
I like hips and boobs and something to hang on to, not somebody that I'm going to break in 5 minutes. I can't go back to the shop and return it.
Well, you can if it's a Barbie.
Who wants a Barbie?
Yeah, okay. But, you know, it was just, I got an invite through that from someone who had visited Australia, and now it's on every month. And the really good thing was that it wasn't just an older woman. There were young women there playing, having sex, who had no fear whatsoever. It was a safe environment. You know, it was everything that I fantasised about, everything that I dreamed about that I would love to see. You know.
Do you think it's some of the times that, you know, we're starting to see the younger generations come up. You know, the young dykes now are using, you know, we've got all these apps. The boys have their apps and they've been using them for hookups, and the girls are actually starting to use them successfully.
I've met women on this app for sex. Yeah, of course.
But you can do it now. Yeah, you can do it.
It's acceptable. Mm. And I think possibly, you know, you go, before I left the house this evening, I was watching Queer as Folk USA.
Oh,
now, come on, how hot is that show, right? How can women not have that? How can we not go to places like Sundelicious or the Greyhound and hook up and have a threesome?
Mm.
Without it being judged in a suit. Not judged by men, judged by our own women. You know, and that's what concerns me. It's other women, it's terrible. No, it's not terrible, it's sex.
Well, I think it's, you know, even when you talk about sitting around in out in women-only spaces and women company, to actually say out loud like we are tonight that we like sex.
that you like to fuck.
I masturbate.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and you masturbate. Yes. And most women will actually be horrified that you're actually saying those words mm-hmm. outside of your head. Mm-hmm. You know, like for women to own this is
they
just...
They have to own it.
Yeah, you have to.
And I think these women in America, certainly in New York, certainly owned it, owned themselves, yep. owned that space, wanted that space, needed that space, and done that space.
Mm. Well, we're going to have a quick listen to a couple of short messages, and then we are going to be back with the gorgeous Gimp. And we're going to talk a little bit more. We're going to let everyone know again, of course, about Black Ball, which is coming up this week.
Saturday,
and
yes.
Very, very exciting. And also we're going to talk to her a little bit about her Christmas wish list.
You're on Joy.
You are on Joy 94.9 this evening in the wet spot with Sammy and the Gimp as we have recounted with her trip around America this evening, including talking about some amazing leather events that she's been to and, of course, the fabulous women's only sex club that you went to in New York. And being able to just sit there and just be in your fantasy yes. must have just been so freeing for you.
Oh, wonderful. I mean, I'm quite a free woman anyway in terms of sex, but to be there, to know that there's a space there that women can go to fuck and to be fucked.
Mm.
And not even that, just to watch and to masturbate. You know, sitting in someone's living room masturbating with all these women, you know, how much more orgasmic is that?
I know, and it's not even living in an alternate dimension.
No, it's in your living room.
Hello, my living room, yes, welcome.
Yeah.
Hooray for boobies. That is the mantra on the wet spot
yes,
now.
Yes.
Now, we're talking about Christmas wish lists. You know, of course, you're saying you would love to see something like that submit here yep. in Melbourne. You know, what would be, that would be like one of your biggest wishes
oh, that,
for us
that's
to see
something
in the new
that's
year?
Reality. That's something that I would like to be part of and certainly would like to push along and certainly know that a lot of people out there, a few people out there that are interested in up and getting this running.
Mm.
It's something that needs to happen. And it's something that will happen, and I think we're ready for it. Women are ready for it just
yeah.
now. I think seeing women coming through Vic Leather, seeing a woman in various different settings, because as you're aware that I do work in an environment like that, and to see that, you know, I know we're ready for it, and that's something that is my wish list, and I will, and it go forward with.
Mm.
There's a lot of work involved in it. And these women from New York are quite happy to help us out in terms of advice.
Well, that would be exciting, you know, to be able to see something like that because, you know, the boys have had it, you know, they've had it so good for mm-hmm. so long and I think it's about time that we get, you know, we talk about women standing up and sisters saying it for themselves. Well, mm-hmm. sisters need to be
get out
and fucking for themselves.
Yeah, yes, yeah, we
pretty,
have to be.
Pretty much. We've had another message in from Scotty who says, "Hi, Sammy and Annie. It's so refreshing as a gay guy to hear lesbians speak so honestly. Gay men can learn something. It's not about being perfect, but being confident and sexy. Thanks." Also a message in, must be something about New York City. Earlier this year, on my first trip to the city, I just had black men throwing themselves at me. It wasn't the Aussie accent. It was just that another gay friend, and they didn't seem to have the same interest in him. But there was, but it was so many gay guys just dream about. Oh, sounds like someone's had an amazing trip to New York as well.
Mine's is beer. I masturbated in silence.
Well, you masturbated in silence throughout America.
Yes, in the back of a van. Wow. Annie. Anyway.
In a hotel room.
Yes. In a living room, in someone's living room.
Yeah, but that wasn't silent.
No, that wasn't
it?
Silently. That wasn't silently.
Well, you would have been able to hide your, you had your pants off.
I took my pants down, of course.
Yeah, good. Good on you,
I've got
girl.
A pussy that needs to be seen.
Air it out, girl. Air it out.
Get the there's no cobwebs in it this time. Definitely not. My other wish list is...
What's on your Christmas wish list? I must ask. So what does the Gimp want for Christmas?
An elf.
An elf?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
An elf. Santa's elf.
Santa's elf?
Yes.
She?
Oh, it's got to be a she, of course.
Yes.
Santa's elf. That's my wish list.
Ooh.
First of all, to have a woman on the party every month.
Mm.
And if I have to use my own living room for that, I will.
Annie gets to sit in her own living room and masturbate.
And to have Santa's elf.
To have Santa's elf.
You see, I love Christmas.
You do love Christmas, don't you?
It's full of joy.
The joy. You get joy all throughout the year, though,
yes,
don't you? Kid,
yes, yes. My Christmas trees all came at once.
And you did too.
Yeah, yeah. You better believe it.
Oh, speaking of having an amazing time, the amazing time is going to absolutely be had by all of us in Vic Leather and all of our leather friends. Nice. And you don't even have to identify as leather to come along to Blackball because it is an amazing space to play and party.
Yes.
And it's happening this weekend and it's in the CBD this
and the
time,
CBD
isn't it?
In Kenobi, yes. Which is Burke Street.
Yes.
It starts at 8 o'clock and goes through to 5 a.m. in the morning. It is in the city. It's really been the first time that we've had it in the city, which is quite central for everyone. Everybody's welcome. You don't have, as you say, you don't have to identify as leather. We would like to see lots of women there as well,
dressed up nice and sexy.
Basic black is what you need to do. Those are DJs.
But it'll also be for our listeners out there that want to come along. It's not it's for boys and it's girls. For girls. It's for everybody. Doesn't matter how you identify. Nope. You know, you don't have to pick a gender even. You can come along and party. You know, it is basic black at the very minimum. You can dress up in your kink gear. You can dress up in your fetish wear. You can dress
up in
leather.
You've got to dress, though. So you can't come naked, unfortunately. Which would be lovely if you're female.
Yeah,
but you can't.
Yes. There's going to be some amazing DJs. We've got Miss Crystal, Pussy Cha-Cha, Con, Lady K, Peter McNamara, Luke Bowditch as well. If you are a Vic Leather member, the tickets are a little bit cheaper, but it's still only $50. Mm-hmm. It's $60 on the door. So you get on now and you can go to vicleather.org.au and it's going to be so very, very exciting.
Yes, it is.
Last year was amazing.
Yes, it was a wonderful party, certainly for a lot of women being there. Mm. And all thanks to people like Dicks and Bikes who came along to that as well. To support it. And all I can say, it's going to be very exciting.
And the thing is that a lot of people may not realise, if you haven't had anything to do with Vic Leather before, yes, it is a party that actually costs money to attend, but Vic Leather is a non-for-profit community organisation. So the funds that go into Vic Leather filter down into our other community organisations. Vic Leather have raised fundraisers for Joy, Gay and Lesbian Switchboard, Zoe Bell Gender Centre, and so many other amazing community organisations. The money doesn't stay within Vic Leather. It helps put Vic Leather events on to raise money.
Yes.
And that's what Vic Leather is all about.
The community.
It is all about the community. And the community is amazing.
Yes, it is amazing.
Absolutely amazing. One of your, of course, besides being able to sit in someone's lounge room and watch women fuck and masturbate out in the open, other than that, what was your favourite part of your trip?
Coming home.
Oh.
No. No. Oh. New York.
Really?
New York.
Did you find that just being so different, or you just found that dykes, lesbian, same-sex attracted women seem to be a little bit more, I don't know, in touch with themselves?
In touch with themselves and open and freer. I think that I'm not abnormal.
Mm. Yep.
What I do and what I believe in and the sex that I like and having sex with women is a fucking woman is something that I like, and other women like it as well. It's just that they haven't talked about it and not been a freak.
And do you think it was so affirming for you to go, this is who I am, I'm amazing, and there are other women out there that think just like me?
Yes.
Oh, Gimp, you are fabulous. I always feel inspired by being in your company.
Thank
and you.
You
managed to stay on the chair for most of the
part. Yeah, I'm stuck to it.
And what do we say?
Hooray for boobies!
You've been in the wet spot with Sammy and the Gimp. Don't forget next week. Don't forget until next week, ladies. Oh, the Gimp's got me all flustered.
Oh, hot and bothered.
Until next week, stay moist.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.